I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Woo-hoo! Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, the 30th of April, 2012. It's good to be back, and I can say that very truthfully because only an hour ago or something, I realized it's Monday and I have a radio show going on live in an hour. So here I am, and I am prepared as best as I could. And yeah, I mean, preparation is the one thing and being connected is the other thing. And I do believe I'm pretty well connected, but my brain doesn't really understand that. So welcome to this show today. We have a beautiful guest with us. We've got Virginia Drake with us today, and we'll be firing some questions at her later. And I can just tell you, I had a beautiful, beautiful day today here in Northern Germany. It was the first real warm and sunny spring day. So we were out all day enjoying the sunshine and getting lots of vitamin D inside of us. Jen, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, but we don't have sunshine here in Oregon. It's gray and overcast. We did have some a couple days ago, and that was pretty nice, but it's kind of overcast right now, so it's good weather for me to go home and take a nap when the show is over.
Okay.
I've been burning the candle a little too much here, but you know what I've been doing with this candle that I've been burning is well, let me back up here. I'll tell you that in a minute. I want to welcome you all to Purpose Talk Radio as well. We're glad you're joining us in this sacred space. And I wanted to talk a little bit to introduce the song, I Am Me. It's by the musical group True Trinity. You can find them on Facebook. Just type in True Trinity. And if you like the song, you listen to the whole thing and you want to buy it, that's where you can do it. But it's just an amazing, and I love Jillian's voice. It is so awesome. I have to sing along every time I hear it. So, Barbara, you want to go back to you again?
Yeah, yep. I just unmuted myself because I was typing a message to you at the same time. Thank you for mentioning the True Trinity. My brain also wanted to say that, but somehow I just got carried away by singing. I really love this song. So, guys, listen to the whole song, get in touch with the ladies from the True Trinity, and buy the song. What else can I say? Yes, I'm really looking forward to talking to you and
Barbara,
to Virginia.
I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you because we've got somebody on the phone already.
Right. Okay. Nicole is online.
Hey, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi, Nicole. How are
you? Good. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to ask a question if I can.
Sure thing. Go ahead.
Thank you. My question is, I'd like to know what you see for me and Jay.
What do you see for you and Jay?
I'm
sorry?
And Jay? Say that again. You want to know what we see for you and Jay?
I would like to see what you see for me and Jay.
Okay.
Like, what do you see for us?
I take it this is a relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And at the moment, you don't sound too happy, Nicole.
I'm sorry?
You don't sound too happy.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm in between, I guess.
Okay, you sound pretty sad to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a bad day in regard to something else, but yeah.
Nicole, I'm going to ask you a different question. What is it in your heart right now? What is in your heart right now?
love.
Really?
Sounds like sadness to me.
Yeah. Is there only love, or is there something else in your heart, Nicole?
What do you mean? What do you pick up?
The question, if everything was fine.
Can I say something?
Sure, Virginia, go ahead.
Nicole, let me ask you something, because you're saying something about your relationship. Well, already you've got a problem when you're starting to ask questions about the relationship. You already have questions about it within yourself. It's within yourself. Whatever your mirror is that in that relationship, look at it in yourself, because it's all about you, honey. It's not about anybody else. So if you're not happy within yourself, you need to find out why you're not happy, because no one, honey, no one can give you any love or anything until you get that to yourself first. So if you're looking for somebody else to give it to you, you're already out. You're not even in a relationship, because you're depending on somebody else, not yourself.
Okay, I totally understand that, but can you just see what you pick up on his energy in regards to me? If you can, please let me know.
Beg your pardon?
Well, I can say, and this is Barbara, I can say that I pick up very strongly on you and on you alone. And when we were preparing for the show, we were talking about an affirmation. That's what we do every week in the show. And the affirmation that came up for today is, just for today, I let my truth set me free. So, Nicole, I would like to ask you to go into your heart and connect with your own personal truth. Because as Virginia said, it's about you, first of all. And I can't pick up anything on Jay, to be really honest.
Did you go off?
Are you still there, Nicole? I think Nicole hung up, or the connection broke.
Something happened.
Nicole, if you're still listening, this is Jan. I agree completely with what Virginia and Barbara have said. It isn't about Jay. It's about you and about your own truth and listening in your own heart and creating that relationship, that healthy relationship within yourself. Because there's no way that anybody else, you can't have a healthy relationship with somebody else until you have that really strong, healthy relationship within yourself.
Amen.
So when you do that and you look into your heart and you are at peace with yourself, then you can have a relationship with anybody, whether it's Jay or somebody else. So it's less important what Jay feels about you than it is what you feel about you. An angel reading. All right.
Well, I can just say the card I drew for today is an angel, actually. And it is, I think this comes up in several card decks, and it does relate to Unicall also. And what it says is that I have only ever sent you angels. And I think Neil Donald Walsh says that also. It's a different card deck, this, but I think it's a very important message. And I think this is what, Virginia, what you are all about also, that we review things from the perspective of love rather than fear. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Fear,
okay.
And fear is just false evidence appearing real, and we're just in a different world sometimes.
The suggestion was to give Nicole an angel reading. So, Barbara, while you were talking, and Virginia, while you were talking, I was tapping into, and I work with Archangel Gabriel a lot, also called Gabriella, whichever, you know, you want to name him, her. But what I'm getting is that, Nicole, there is so much love for you, and Jay has love for you. The important thing is to be able to go inside and allow that love to happen. It doesn't mean that Jay and you are going to be together for the rest of your life. There are a lot of people that come into our lives for a variety of reasons. We've made contracts with them before we were ever born. They're sent to us so that to help us learn a lesson. They come into our life for a short or a long period of time. The important thing for you is to recognize and allow yourself to accept that you are so totally loved by the universe, by God, by the angels. They really are around you. In fact, there are four or five of them around you right at this moment. And they're there to give you support. They're there to work with you. And the whole thing I'm getting about Jay is that he loves you, but I don't get that the sense is an intimate love, that it's a friendship love, that there is love there, but it isn't necessarily going to develop into some sort of a romantic relationship. So if that's what you're looking for, you might want to consider the more, actually sometimes more beautiful and in-depth relationship of friendship with Jay. A non-expectation friendship.
And I would like to add, Nicole, if you're still listening, if you feel like it, get in touch with either Jan, Virginia, or me after the show so we can have a conversation in private, either through email or contact us through the website, through BBS Radio or on Facebook. Feel free to contact us. And I'm sending you a big, big hug.
All right. So I interrupted you, Barbara. Do you want to go ahead and continue?
What was I saying?
do you have any idea where you were?
Somewhere at the beginning. Does it matter? I don't know. I think I was saying I'm really looking forward to talking to both of you today, to Jen, because you were mentioning that there's something in the air that you would like to talk about. And because we're all three into the soul purpose topic, this is going to be another awesome show. So I'd like to invite Jen, first of all, to talk about what's on your heart. Please let us know.
Well, first of all, I want to give you my card because you just talked about
your
card.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And yes. The card that I drew is called The Immortal Soul. And it really is just this beautiful card. It shows a big bubble, and inside of the bubble is a young girl who is dressed in white, but she's got a cape. And on the inside of the cape, there are these amazing colors and beautiful designs. And on her, the girdle, the belt on her robe, it has designs, and then there's a stripe down the front that has all these designs. And right above the crown of her head is another small bubble that intersects with the larger one. And we too often think of ourselves as humans and having to live this life alone and without help or without any sense of where we're going or what we're doing, and a disconnect from our soul. It's important for us to remember that not only are we soul, not only are we spirit having a human experience, but if you think of your soul as being this bubble that surrounds you at all times, that you're living inside of your soul all the time, and all you have to do is... Well, I'll use the word again. It's my least favorite word in the whole dictionary is the word surrender. But it's the word that I've had to use for myself, to surrender and trust. So when you surrender to your soul and you trust your soul, then life becomes really beautiful. So that was my card for today.
Thank
so
you,
my
you're That welcome. Card is perfect, by the way. That is exactly what I said. That's exactly what I felt. That's when I crossed over, that's exactly what I understood. That was perfect. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, we're going to have to hear of your story about crossing over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, my excitement for today that I wanted to share is that for the past 2 weeks, I have been part of a group called the Positive Conversations Group, and we have been holding positive conversations every day. Tomorrow, May 1st, is Action Day. So today's the last day for our conversations. And the concept is that you hold these positive conversations to generate the excitement, to get the universe knowing that this is what you really want to do, and the universe says, all right, I'm going to figure out how to do it. So we don't focus on how or what or why or any of that. It is focusing on it's a done deal. Whatever your purpose is, it's a done deal. And, of course, I've been focusing on my soul body blueprint courses coming up, the certified practitioner courses. And just last night in one of the conversations, there was a breakthrough for me. And I got so excited that I was telling Barbara earlier, it interrupted my sleep. I got so excited, I couldn't stop smiling. The smile just lived on my face. There was no way to make it go away or do anything else, not that I wanted to. And so I went to bed at 11 o'clock, 11:30, something like that, which is early for me. But at 2 o'clock, I was wide awake. And all the time in between that 11:30 and 2 o'clock, my mind had still been going on with this excitement, and I could still feel the smile on my face, even in my sleep. So at 2 o'clock, I got up, and I worked on the computer for a little while and did some more preparation work for our launch tomorrow, or our first steps of action tomorrow. And I went to bed again about 5 o'clock and then had to get up at 8. So I'm kind of space cadet today because I'm really tired. That's why I want the nap when I go home. But I just wanted to invite, if you have something that you want to do and you want to bring it to fruition, then having positive conversations with somebody, it's the law of attraction, and it's the law of attraction in action. The first time that I ever did this was with my friend Rita. She was going to become a volunteer at an orphanage in Kenya. In order to do it, she had to pay all her own expenses, and not only the expenses for her trip and while she was there, but her expenses here, so her mortgage and utility costs and everything while she was gone, and she was going to be gone for 3 months. So we had 5 weeks to earn the money, and she asked me to be her fundraiser. And I said that I would do that, and we had these positive conversations for 2 solid weeks. We didn't take a lick of action. We just had positive conversations. And then at the end of that 2 weeks, she wrote a letter to her friends and family and to strangers, and somebody else stepped up to offer to do a small concert for her. So we had that. And in the next 2.5 weeks, over $6,000 came into the pot. And that left her still another half a week before she actually left to go to Africa. So she had money to cover her expenses here. She had money for her flight, which was like $1,700. She had money for her expenses while she was in Kenya and a little bit left over for when she came home. So that is the power of these positive conversations. And speaking of positive conversations, we want to talk a little bit about perfect results and sponsors. So we're going to invite you, if you would like, or you know somebody else who would like to sponsor this program, we would love to have conversations with you about that. Sponsorship.
Definitely.
Sponsorship is that you get to be mentioned on the show, you get on our website, you get on the Facebook pages, so we promote you as well as you promoting us. So there's our sponsorship talk.
Yes, and that was
Go ahead.
Sorry, Jen. And that's the perfect timing, because you were talking about positive conversations and we're talking about love and soul purpose. And this show, Purpose Talk Radio, that you and I are doing is part of our purpose. So I felt it's perfect timing to mention that we are actually looking for a sponsor. So there it is.
Right.
And I love that you're saying you're a space cadet. I feel like a space cadet myself today.
Okay, so what else do we have to talk about before we bring Virginia in and start drilling her with questions?
I think we will do all the links and how people can get in touch with us at the end of the show.
Yeah, good idea.
And then we'll just pull this woman in now. Let's pull Virginia in.
Hello.
Can you feel it?
So, Virginia, tell us a little bit about you and a little bit of a tiny bit of background, and what was this death experience you had, and you communicate with animals and you do this soul work, and oh my gosh, you do so much stuff. So start back a little bit and bring us up to date, would you?
Okay, I sure will. When June the 2nd, 1998, I was a Catholic educator, and I was on my first day of summer break starting, and I had a massive heart attack. And I was 46 years old. No insight about being sick. I walked 4 miles a day. I was very healthy. You know, I did what most people do. They might have a drink every once in a while, you know. And I think at that time I had quit smoking cigarettes. So I was trying to be really healthy, and I was not awake. And I'll be honest, I was totally unawake. And when I went in, I realized I was having a heart attack, but I didn't go in until after I got in a hot tub. And, you know, I had no idea at 46 that your heart attack would be through your shoulder. And it was very painful.
You got in a hot tub?
I got in a hot tub. I did everything against what I should have done.
Oh, my gosh.
And, oh, yeah, and I'll tell you, thank God I'm an animal communicator, because it was my two cats that were, I was laying on the bed, and they were just staring at me like I was losing my mind, and it was like not a voice but a feeling, and it was like walk into your bathroom and really look at yourself. And I had seen dead people before, and that's what I was looking like. My eyes were all rolled back in my head, and I heard a voice literally say, "You need to go to the emergency room now, dear one." And I'd heard that voice almost 30 years prior to that when I had a car accident and said, don't turn that way. So I really did pay attention this time. Got in the, ran downstairs. My husband was on the hot, you know, with the, my doctor. And I just said, we need to go to the emergency room. And he thought I was having an acid reflux, attack. And so was I. So when I got there, he drove in. He let me out of the car. I walked in and there. And this lady said, you go right to the back. Well, I thought, look how important I am. They just didn't even stop me. No, I was dying. You know, but you know what was the wildest thing is I was not aware, but somebody was inside of me, and they held me down, and they kept saying, be still, let them work with you. And I kept thinking, am I wailing out there? And then I saw a glimpse of my husband, and they pushed him out, and it was just like chaos. And then all of a sudden, I got real peaceful, and I viewed that entire experience through my solar plexus. Or that's the way I thought it was, but really I was out of my body.
Yeah.
And by the time they got me to the hospital, which was about 6 hours later because it took that long for them just to stabilize me before I could get into an ambulance, and I had a stent put in, and that was when my journey really began, because that's that night of my heart attack. Archangel Michael came in. I had a lot of angels. I had a lot of information, and it was the most amazing thing. And the week before my heart attack, I was saw this TV show, and this man kept saying, don't get a heart transplant. Well, I had no idea. You know, he kept insisting, and I said, no, I won't get one. The next week, I'm looking at one, and when they said I needed a heart transplant, I refused it. And they gave me 6 months to live, and 3 days later, I walked out completely healed. That's pretty much in a nutshell.
That's amazing.
Well, it's amazing that that was my fourth near-death experience, because when I was born in 1951, I'm 60 years old, I weighed 1 pound and 7 ounces, as I was the first baby in the state of Kentucky to ever have septomyosin, also as AB negative. Drowned twice, once at 11 and once at 16, and then had a heart attack at 46. So my purpose here is just to stay here.
Okay, and you had all these experiences, and yet you didn't wake up to something that was going on until the heart attack at 46?
What it is I always had psychic abilities, and I was scared of it, and so did my mom. And so when I could see dead people or things would happen, I would turn it off. In fact, I turned it off. I woke up really big in the 80s, and I was astral projecting. I was going into events. I couldn't even read a newspaper because I'd had my first son, and when you have psychic abilities, when you usually do have your first, a psychic, usually when if it's a woman has their first child, their abilities come up. The third eye comes in, the pineal. And see, I was a scientist. You know, I was a psychiatric social worker. I was in the mind. I was in a lot of other things. So those things scared me. That was like, and I had some really bad experiences because I was coming from fear. So when you come from fear in that, fear appears in the door. So I kind of turned it off and ended up getting skin cancer right through my third eye.
Oh,
honey, I've had it. Yeah, but, you know, I couldn't put it all together until I had the heart attack. And then I had to sit for 3 months just to figure out what in the world happened to me. Why did my heart do that? And what made me special? That's the whole 3 months. It was, why did God save me? And I remember a voice said, well, why shouldn't he save you? And then I started having the Jesus experiences, and Jesus took me out and showed me what was going to happen in this current time. So I was 15 years ahead seeing it before it ever happened, and I didn't have the words to explain what I was feeling. So my family pretty much tried to have me, well, they did. They tried to have me committed, and I lost my family. I lost my credentials in my hometown. But, you know, I didn't lose anything. I gained everything.
But it takes a while to realize that, I think.
Oh, well, if I hadn't had my soulful experience, and I knew, I recognized my soul. When I crossed over, when God was there, God was light, and would put me through different places of myself and say, this is where you chose yourself. And I had to experience it. I had to feel it through my whole soulfulness to understand what God was really trying to tell me. And it is. We have an opportunity down here to change so much just simply by changing our inner self and really having a connection with our soul.
That so reminds me of the show that we done with Susanna, and where the affirmation was, I make the impossible possible, because that's what you've done about three times already, right, Virginia?
Four times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I glanced twice. So, but you know what? I remember those experiences. I didn't get that whole accumulated feeling until the very end, and then they showed me my higher self. You know, there are angels there. There's a lot of souls that are there to assist. They're trying to help you understand. And, you know, because at first, I thought I still had a body. I mean, when I came straight up, I didn't go to the white light or anything like that. I just sat in the room, and the Council of 12 was sitting there, and I was so involved with the novas and what was going on in the universe, I couldn't even imagine what somebody was in front of me. And it's really not like what people think. It's a dimension. We're in the same dimension. It's just different degrees of that dimension we're all involved. And for a scientist, it was the most spectacular vision I've ever seen in my life, because I went to the universe and I saw it. And I still can go there and visit and look, because we can leave anytime we want and we can come back anytime we want. We just have to be very conscious of what we're doing when we're doing it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about this, ladies. I want to tell you, God brought everything to me. I became a Reiki master. I became very interested in the esoteric, and I studied. And in studying that and doing breathing techniques and practicing, and then one day I was given an opportunity to do a TV show, and then I was given an opportunity to do some workshops, and then that's what my business started. Now, and this is really not a business. This is a purpose. This is a life plan. I knew I had to do a lot of things to get into my program and what I'm supposed to do, and it's to tell my truth, to help souls understand who they really are, and to stop judging here. It's an opportunity for us to really open our eyes and to, like you were talking at the very beginning of the show, to really manifest through the divine plan of who we are instead of our fear-based, you know, manifestations, or our law of vibration that we, you know, vibrate to the lower chakras. So it's been an interesting life, ladies. Very interesting for me since the last 15 years. And by the way, I live on Angel Avenue. Don't you love that? I was raised on Angel Avenue.
Oh. That's
great. Yeah, it's come in when you're going in just make a presentation and somebody said, she lives on Angel Avenue. And I thought, I love that part.
That's brilliant. So nowadays, what I've read on you and the research that we've done for the show is that you work with victims of domestic violence.
Yes, I was a victim of domestic violence.
Okay, and one of the things that is said about you, or that's on your information, is that you work with victims of unawareness also. What exactly does that mean?
Well, when you're talking about unawareness, I have been unaware, and so have you. It's just when we were walking in that zombie state of, you know, our blind state, and it's right there in front of you, especially domestic violence. Not too many people really understand domestic violence. They think it's okay. Well, you know, when I started reading Codependent No More, and I realized excessive amount of, you know, tickling is, it's abusive. And my ex-husband was very abusive. He would sneak up behind me. But you've got to understand, my ex-husband at the time had been molested by the Catholic Church and by a priest for almost 5 years. And we were in the process of suing the Catholic Church because Ron was, my ex-husband was the only one that had information about this priest. And the only reason why I found out about it is the dead priest came to me and told me he couldn't cross over any further because Ron hadn't forgiven him. And then he showed me. And my degree in my practice was in sexual abuse. So he was showing me what he'd done to Ron. And I had to experience that socially. So I told him, I said,
I can't fix this. I can't go down and say something to a man who's never in 27 years told me he's even been molested. So the next week, he looked at me and he said, he'll be taken care of. The next week, I picked up the Sunday paper, and my eyes went to a stare, and this little bitty article was about suing the priest. I turned it around, handed it to my ex-husband, or my husband at the time. He went and typed a five-page letter about what happened to him, and I knew this man had been molested, and the priest was a pedophile, and we ended up taking care of it. We were the first lawsuit in the United States that ever sued the Catholic Church. And it was over. They hid it, and they put those priests in the different parishes, and they did it to other children. So there was over 200-something victims in that.
Gosh.
And I ended up having to take care of my husband through this and counsel him, but also he was having an affair. We were being blackmailed by the person who was having an affair, and I was taking care of that, and I was still in peace because of what had happened to me on a social level. I wasn't judging it. I was just letting the universe show me how to fulfill it. And it was, I'm telling you, we don't have to do anything hard, and you all know that. You two ladies know that because I can feel that. All you have to do is be still, be quiet, and you'll be taken care of as long as we don't get in the way.
Yeah, and that's sometimes the hard part,
exactly.
Not getting in the way, yeah, being aware.
Yes, yeah, and that's being aware is. See, when you become aware of abuse, you can change it. You can't do anything until you become aware of it. You can't change anything if you don't even know it's there. So in victims of unawareness, people feel like they're trapped and they're in prison. Well, they are, but they're not realizing they have the key to the door. And you help them in the awareness building to see that they have the empowerment to get out of that cell. Nobody can do that for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So how do you make them aware of the fact that they actually have the key?
What I do is I open up their eyes because I see things from a whole different perspective. I see it from the eyes of God. And what I do is I just sit down and start telling them. And I love it when they'll say, did you ever think of this? And I give them a different perspective. And the minute you change into perspective, you change one mind thought, you've changed everything because it's like a domino effect. When they allow me to open up and just give them an opportunity to look at something different, they've tasted a different, feeling. So that gives them an opportunity to get really open their eyes to perspective of what they weren't willing to see. And it's like stepping in a dark room, and I'm the one who ends up turning on the light, but I'm there to say, let's look at that. Let's look at that. Let's look at that.
Yeah.
And then when they're realizing, you see it. You literally see them light up inside, and they realize,
Oh,
my God, I'm not a victim.
Mm. Yeah, that's the beautiful moment, is the spark, when the spark comes into the eyes of the client. It's the most beautiful moment.
It is.
And then they have changed the angle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what I used to see when I was teaching children. I'd see the spark of knowledge come through that they had connected. So I've always seen that. But it's so beautiful when you see their soul come forward. And it looks right at you because the soul talks to me, and then I relate back to them what it's saying. They think I'm talking to somebody else. I'm strictly talking to their soul, and it's even giving me their soul lessons. Of the lesson they had to learn in that situation. That also opens up a lot of people because it's not what they think it is.
Yeah, I'm sitting here nodding and grinning because that's the exact same way I work. And that's sometimes surprising to the client because it just gets them totally out of their heads and into their hearts.
Absolutely.
And that's also what the whole soul body blueprint thing is about, is how our soul has imprinted messages, like a roadmap in our body that tells us our purpose for being here and even the ways we chose to live that purpose.
Absolutely. I had an opportunity to go back to my original blueprint. My higher self has said it is time for you to view your original blueprint. When I went back, I swear it looked just like a gingerbread man and somebody thrown wet toilet paper on it. And it said, this is all the crap that you put on yourself, and it's not even real, so you're going to have to get in and burn it out.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, how do I do that? So it's like I climbed inside myself again and I just started raising my vibration to a higher radiance, and that was burning off. And he said, that's the lesson. Trust yourself, and to thyself be true. You won't have to go through this again. And I thought, okay. So I started burning that rut. Because you see the lineages that are hooked to that original blueprint. I was even told I had been here 6 eons, and this is my last time. Because, see, ladies, I didn't have to come back. When I crossed over, I made a choice to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I just could have stayed over, and they said, you finished. But I wanted to do it for my family, thinking it was about my, you know, my blood family. No, it was about my soul family that I came back.
Right. It was, and there are a lot of different people who have chosen to come back, it seems, in this particular time.
Yeah, absolutely. This is exciting times for me and you. The ones who are awake, absolutely exciting. Because when Jesus said there are many who can see, but yet they're blind, you understand that because there are two worlds going on here. And I remember when I saw that, it was like, oh, it is real.
It's amazing.
In the child's state of mind 24/7, and I love where I'm at because I'm 60 and I'm free. I can do, and what I like about this is I'm empowered because I have my own practice. I fly where I want to. I do what I want to. I have no bosses but God. I work for the biggest CEO, the universe. And he's a, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity for me to let all my boundaries. And I know the word surrender, but that word was very powerful for me because I had no idea what surrender was. That's a rich word when you really understand what surrender is on all levels of the self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a song last year when Jen and I met up in Boston. We had our soul sister Kelly with us, and there was the song. Do you remember, Jen?
I do. I had forgotten about it.
I surrender. I open and receive.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And it was so, so powerful.
Yeah. Oh, I love those. I love those little glimpses, and I love those little, I call them breadcrumbs because we're like Hansel and Gretel and the, you know, the big force of the universe. And we get all these little breadcrumbs and little special little tidbits that we get to see, and then we get to cherish and put in our little altar of our own selves. It's our, the Ark of the Covenant was with us. Our temple is there, and all our information's inside of us. And the further I would go down, I have a, you know, a workshop. I have, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go, Alice? Because the deeper I go in, the further I'm out.
That's the whole exciting thing about discovering your soul and then getting in touch with your soul and then learning how to live your soul, learning how to be your soul. Mm-hmm. Is going within and going without. But it you know, I think it was, for me, the word surrender, it's that ego thing of, I want to be in control. I'm not going to surrender. But finally coming to the point of saying, okay, I am willing. I'm willing. I give. I surrender, and I'm going to trust.
There's your word, trust. Yeah. Letting go and falling back.
Right.
But I remember, because I was asking some of my students, I said, when do you remember when you surrendered and really let go of the tether? It's like, you know, you just let go. And they were talking, I said, I remember exactly the day, because I remember I was trying to walk in this path, and this is all, you know, in my mind's eye, but it's very real, because it's a real place, and you're getting the information from yourself. And I was trying to walk on this edge, and I couldn't see. The path was very poorly lit, and I could hear the waves down underneath me and the cliff, and I just knew, oh, my gosh, I'm going to fall. I'm going to make a mistake. And all of a sudden, this great light came in and lit up the whole place, and it was Jesus. He said, why don't you just jump? And I just thought, just jump? Oh, you're crazy, man. You know, what's the matter with you? And then he said, I said, why don't you just jump? Well, I have this ego state in me, and I was a diver, and I said, oh, I'm not going to jump. I lay straight up and back on the edge. I said, I'm going to do a back dive, and that's exactly what I did. But in that turn, you feel that paralysis. I'm like, oh, I've made a mistake. And then as I got over the cliff, a hand caught me, a beautiful hand, and it floated like a feather, and it rested me, my foot, right on that wet beach that I was hearing, and pointed to the sun and said, walk on water right to it. And I did. And I remember the day I surrendered because I knew anything is possible. Anything. If Ashley says it's not.
Yeah, and as Jen was saying earlier, and then it's a done deal. Once we accept that anything and everything is possible, it really is a done deal. Because then we're totally in trust and we're totally in the surrender of love. And that makes everything possible. And I think that is quite some challenge and quite some lesson for many of us to do that.
Oh, absolutely. This is the fun part. Beginning of this month, and you'll appreciate this, I said, I would like to do more radio. I like sitting on the corner of my couch and just being still. Sometimes I don't like, you know, I like talking to clients all over the world. But sometimes I enjoy just being, you know, somebody said, why don't you do something else? I said, I want to do more radio. And I have done. And it's like, you know, this is the fun part. I just sit still and it comes to me or, you know, you all. And I thought, how wonderful. Thank you, God. Thank you for meeting me. And I knew I was going to meet you two wonderful women because I can feel you and you can feel me. And this is what it's about.
So speaking about feelings, I'd like to go back a little bit to your animal communication because there was that photo that I saw of you with a horse, and you were standing with your head leaning against the horse's head, and your eyes were closed, and the horse looked like it was leaning its head against yours, and his or her eyes were closed, and it was the most beautiful, complete love and trust picture that I could imagine. So would you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, I have two wonderful clients who they took a myofascia equine class. One's a massage therapist, but she knew I was an animal communicator and got, you know, they called them and said, please let her come in. And I thought it was what an opportunity for me to work in that area. And this horse was named Lily. And she and I just walked over to it, and she did lean her head into mine, and we were holding each other. We were in oneness. And she and I did not say a word. All we did was commune our souls in oneness. And if you see right above her crown, you see a ball of light. That's our soul that we transmuted to oneness, and it's right at the top of her head.
Oh, that's just like that picture, the card that I have of the immortal soul with that little bubble above her head.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we created. And when we were here, you know, I don't know which one was saying about the bubble of the light body. I think it was you, Janet. That's exactly. We put our, there was no longer a horse and a woman there, or a human. There were two souls standing in a barn that put that whole barn into relaxed state just by two of us coming together. Because we had about seven or eight other horses in there. And there was people in that class that had never done horse work. They were scared. So the horse and I came together, created a oneness so everybody relaxed, horses, humans, and everybody, and you could feel the barn just go. Even the birds got quiet.
Huh.
That's when you have that empowerment of the soul work. That's what I work with. I don't talk to the horses the way most people talk to them because they tell me what the rider needs to tell. You know, they usually are fussing at their rider because I work with equestrians, and they're telling them straight up, you're not paying attention to me. You're riding too far on my shape. You know, they're telling me everything, and then they'll turn around to the rider as I'm telling the rider and look straight at them in the eye. And I'll have 15 or 16 horses lined up in the barn, and nobody says anything. It's real quiet. The horses already know I'm coming there. They'll even say, Jenny's on her way. And you'll feel them. I'll feel them about an hour before I go in, and they'll start telling me everything. And then you find a horse in the barn that's going to be the gossip, because the gossip will tell you pretty much what's going on, generally, how the barn is being. Now, there's humans that don't get along, and the horses pick that up real quick. So they'll tell you there's some problems between some humans. They'll say that there's either a dog or an animal that's irritating, or they're saddled. They tell me, and I never know what they're going to say. And sometimes they'll even talk about the horse down at the other end of the barn talking too much. So it's just it's an interesting thing. And how I got started in it was because I had two cats named Ike and Tina. And when I got my divorce, Tina came with me. Ike died about 10 years before Tina. But Ike was the one who trained me. He literally trained me. Well, after my heart attack, I stayed home. I had retired for 3 years, and so I was just sitting there playing around. And I said, I knew I could talk to my animals because I was an only child. I'd always had imagination that they were talking to me. I just didn't think they were. Well, one day I was just sitting there, and I think I was washing dishes, and I just in my mind said, if you could talk to me or you could hear me, turn around and look at me. And he turned right around and looked at me, and I thought, oh, no. And then I turned around, I said something else, he did it again, and then he finally looked at me, and he said, why don't you just listen to me? I've been trying to talk to you forever, and it jerked me back.
And so I've got a question. Sorry to interrupt, Virginia. We've just got a message from our lovely soul sister, She-Wolf. She's doing the admin for the Purpose Talk Radio event page on Facebook and many, many other things. And she's been sitting outside listening to the show, and she's just been stung by a bee. She has allergic reaction. She hasn't got any medication with her show, so I think she's going to ER is what she said, and she's asking for our prayers. Apart from it being very, very strong bee medicine, what's coming to you here?
Well, first of all, she's got to get out of her fear because she's into the world of the flesh, thinking that in the minute she puts all that on, that the chemicals will start running anyway. So mm-hmm. What we have to do is we have to go within her body, and you can feel it. We just hold within her body and around her. We can hold that energy.
Okay, so I'm going to ask all of the listeners who are on here to do that with us.
Absolutely. See her in beautiful light and in peace. The quieter we can get her to 0 points where there's no reaction, less will happen.
Whew. Strong.
She's balancing out. We want her back into that 0 point balance because in 0 point, everything stands still.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's nothing being created by us. Only divineness is being given the permission to work. We got some listeners pulling it. That's wonderful. What a wonderful experience. Thank you. Her soul is absorbing it. Do you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taken right from us. So that means her soul is absorbing it and going so at peace. That's wonderful.
I felt the panic go away and the calmness come in. I'm still concerned, but she's a lot calmer.
Oh, yeah. The calmer we get, the things feel in her body. So that chemistry of that bee will be less.
Hmm.
It'll move just a lot slower.
What an awesome show.
Yeah, really.
So isn't it? Thank you for inviting me. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's brilliant to have you on the show, and I could talk to you for hours and hours to the both of you, because there's so much we can talk about and so much we share when it comes to perspective and purpose and the way we look at certain things. So I'm really thankful and grateful that it was possible for you to come onto the show today, how it all came together. Thank you, Spirit, also, and God and Creator, because that's the way I really love to do these things, that they just happen, and that's the flow, and that's the trust and surrender and the accepting that everything and anything is possible. So thank you so, so much, Virginia. Give us some contact details. How can people reach?
They can call me. I have my business phone is 859-227-2501, and what I do is I take calls. I do not text. I won't do that. If I text, I'd get thousands and thousands. I don't want that. So they just call me so I can get, they can leave a message and tell me that they want to do a session or they want to talk to me. And we work it out through that. Or they can get on my website. It's revisions, revisions.us. Or they can email me and they'll see that on my website as well. And they can just send me a little note, tell me where they heard about me, and then give me a question or whatever, or a phone number, and we can get together. I do this all over the world. This is basically how I do it, and I exchange the energy with them and open up and help them open up. I'm just blessed as you all are, and I'm just grateful to be here. and seeing this at this moment, because I never thought I'd get to see it. I thought I would pass before I ever saw it.
That's the thing about thoughts, really, excuse me. And I know actually that you're on Facebook also, so people could
yes.
try and find you on Facebook. I've tagged you in the post just before the show, and people can go to our website, obviously, to purposetalkradio.com to get your contact information on
and
the guest page.
You did a beautiful job with that. I mean, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. On behalf of Jen, are you there? Okay, so Jen, maybe
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I went over to the page to talk to people and say, keep sending her the calm and the peace.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's the multitasking thing. And
yes.
thank you for
yes.
that also, Virginia.
We'll keep
yeah, I hope we can do this again soon and that we stay in touch, really, because, as I said, there's so much we can talk about and, yeah, so much we agree on. And
well,
that's the soul family.
I don't know what part of Germany you're from, but I have a client over there with her brother who – I would love you to talk to him. He's an artist, and he sees things in the trees.
Oh.
I can get you Fritz's name. He's in Germany.
Okay, I'm in northern Germany, so yeah. Let's connect. I believe you're in the Soul Healing Circle also, Virginia, and now that we've connected on Facebook, we can just send messages.
I will, and I'll get Karen and Fritz to email, to get in touch with you Facebook. You'd love to talk to them. And Karen, his sister, is a quantum physicist and does this.
Cool. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yes.
And so funny.
I want us to get this out. I mean, everybody, we all get an opportunity here to really enjoy each other and really feel the joy of what we have produced here and look at the peace that we have to bring.
Talking about what we produced here right now, is there will be a recording available for all the listeners. If you want to recap any of this conversation, and for you also, Virginia, it'll be up. Jen usually puts it up in about a little more than 24 hours after the live show. So you can then send that on to anybody who might be interested to listening to the replay. So thanks again for being with us, Virginia. We've got 3 minutes to go, I think, so we have to start closing down the show now. Let's keep in touch, and thanks again for being with us on the show. Nicole, if you're still listening or if you're tuning into the recording, please get in touch with us. If you want any more support, we're all here for your support and to help you. And, yes, how can people get in touch with us? First of all, through the website, purposetalkradio.com. There's more contact information for both Jen and me. Jen has a website that is janrevel.com, J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. I have a website also. That's barbarapatterson.info. And you can reach all of us, obviously, on Facebook. And there's so much happening this year. I'd like to repeat the affirmation for today, and I think it's not just for today, but this is how it all starts, that we go on day by day and take it 24 hours at a time. So the affirmation is, just for today, I let my truth set me free.
Mm-hmm.
And, angels are with us, spirit guides are with us, everybody is really with us when we choose to tune in and to tap in and to allow that there is actually a connection and that it is the truth, our personal truth. So what more can I say? Jen, are you coming back in to say goodbye to the listeners?
Yes, I am here, and I just want to remind everybody to really connect and stay with your soul. And keep sending Lisa She-Wolf energy of calm and peace. And I look forward to talking with you all next week. I'm going to be in Portland next week, Portland, Oregon, that is. And I'll be talking to you from there. So thank you all for being with us. And Virginia, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you so much. I look forward to us getting together again.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for this
Goodbye.
Week, we offer you We offer you soul
Goodbye.
Blessings, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.